各位弟兄姐妹，主安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天是母亲节啊。
Today is Mother's Day.
我们感谢神赐给我们在世上有一个母亲啊。
And we thank God for giving us a mother in this world.
每当我想到我母亲的时候
，Whenever I think about my mother.
我想起她是第一个教我爱的人。
And I know that she was the first person who taught me how to love.
也许我妈妈爱我哥哥比较多一点。
Maybe my mother loved my elder brother a little bit more.
也许我妈妈照顾我妹妹，照顾我弟弟比照顾我多一点。
Maybe my mother gave more care to my younger brothers and sisters than the care given to me.
虽然她从来没有跟我说我爱你。
Even though she never told me, she never said this to me, I love you.
但是我知道。
But I know.
她把我放在她的心里。
But I know that she put me in her heart.
她爱我，直到她离开我的那一刻。
And she loved me all my life till the last moment of her life.
我们感谢在座的每一位母亲啊。
So I want to give thanks to every mother here.
我们从你们的身上，虽然你们也许不知道什么叫爱。
Maybe you don't know what it's love.
但是我从你们的身上看到神给我们那个牺牲的爱。
But in you, I can see the sacrificing love that God has given us.
你坐在每一个你们子女身上的事情，你们从来没有想说他们会回报你。
And when you put out your love to your children, you never think that they should do something in return.
但是你们的子女都知道你们为他牺牲了。
But your children know that.You have made sacrifice in order to provide love for them.
很抱歉，我今天那个不在讲稿里面，我没有要讲那个才德的妇人啊。
Today my topic is not talking about a woman.
今天要讲的是仆人之歌啊，要翻成那个 servant or sons.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about the song of the servants.
不是 son or servant, 是 servant songs.
It's servants' songs. Okay.
今天我本来想跟大家分享的题目是圣洁与敬虔。
Originally I was planning to talk about something about how to be godly and how to be holy.
就是说我们怎么样存清洁的心、无愧的良心、无伪的信心，在这个末世度属神的敬虔的生活。
And that is about how we should live a godly life in the end of this world with a pure heart, good conscience, and sincere faith.
但我祷告一阵时间以后，神却把这仆人之歌的经文放在我的心中。
But after a period of praying time, God put the verses related to the songs of the servant in my heart.
The servant 好像是指着，在我认为 ，the servant 是有一个专有名词，专注的一个人，就是弥赛亚，就是我们的耶稣基督。但是，神把这个仆人之歌放在圣经里面，除了告诉我们有一个仆人将要来以外，他也在教导当时的犹太人，还有现在的基督徒，他对仆人的颂赞。
Originally, I was just thinking that when the servant is mentioned here, it refers to the Messiah. However, I think this is also a teaching for us disciples.
所以我只好按着心里的感动，跟大家来分享以赛亚书中的仆人之歌。
So according to the touching of the heart, I want to share with you the songs of the servants today.
我们都知道 神把四段有关仆人的默示放在以赛亚书当中。
So in the book of Isaiah, there are four sections of verses that talk about the songs of servants.
第一段在以赛亚书中第42章1到4节，或有人说1到7节，或有人说1到9节。
The first section is in the book of, it's in chapter 42, verse 1 to 4, and some people say it can be from verse 1 to 7 or even verse 1 to 9.
那第二段呢是在49章1到6节或是1到7节或是1到9节。
And the second section is in chapter 49, from verse 1 to 6, or from verse 1 to 7, or 1 to 9.
第三段呢是在50章第4到9节。
And the third section is in chapter 50, verse 4 to 9, or 4 to 11.
那第四段最长啊，它在五十二章的十三节，一直到第五十三章的十二节。
And the last section is the longest of all, and is in chapter 52, from verse 13 to chapter 53, verse 12.
我们刚才已经讲过，我们也都知道这四段的仆人之歌啊，这个仆人指的就是我们的耶稣基督弥赛亚，但呢。他把这段放在以赛亚书里面，把它当成一个旧约跟新约的连结，所以他对当时的犹太人，他就有教导；他对现代的基督徒也有启示。
Even though specifically the servant here in the Songs of Servants refers to Messiah, it actually has some guidance or teaching for the Jews at the time, and also provides a teaching for today's.Christians.
我们今天时间有限，我们不可能把所有的仆人之歌全部看完，所以我们只有来看看一下仆人之歌的第一段，就是以赛亚书的42章1到4节。
Due to the time limit, today we'll just focus on one section, that's in of chapter 42, verse 1 to 4.
这是神对仆人的歌颂。
And this is, This is actually the praise from God to the servant.
是神讲的，不是仆人讲的。
And this is actually said by God, not by the servant.
神说：“看啊，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。他不喧扰，不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音。”压伤的芦苇他不折断，将残的灯火他不吹灭，他凭真实将公理传开，他不灰心也不伤胆，直到他在地上设立公理，海岛都等候他的训诲。
Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations.He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his teaching the islands will pull their help.
从以上的经节里面，我们可以概括的来归类。
So from these verses, we probably can have some categorizations.
第一节是说神跟仆人的关系。
And in the first verse, it talks about the relationship between God and the servant.
第二节是仆人的外显。
And then the second verse is about how the servant was presenting himself to other people.
第三节是仆人那内心的温柔。
And the third verse is about that gentleness.In the servant's heart.
第四节呢，就是仆人他做事的原则。
And then the fourth verse is about the principles that this servant practices.
我们先来看第一节的几个关键词。
First, we'll look at some keywords in the first verse.
第一个跳出来的是，神的仆人是神拣选的。
And the first key word is about chosen one. So the servant was chosen by God.
所以主权在神，不是在人。
So this choosing authority, is with God, it's not with man.
是神拣选的，神就负责；是人拣选的，人自己负责。
So if the servant was chosen by God, then God will have the responsibility for this person. But if the servant was chosen by man, then man should be responsible for that.
在圣经里面，我们可以很清楚地看到许多许多神自己拣选的他的仆人。
And in the Bible, we can clearly see a lot of servants chosen by God.
在旧约里面，神拣选了亚伯拉罕，神拣选了以撒、雅各、摩西、耶稣亚、撒母耳、士师们、先知们，等等等等啊，很多很多神的仆人。
So, in Old Testament, we can see that God chose Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Joshua, Samuel, and those prophets and judges. They were all servants chosen by God.
在新约里面，耶稣他也亲自的拣选他的仆人。
And in the New Testament, Jesus himself also chose his disciples.
在约翰福音十五章十六节，他说：“不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子。”
In John 15:16, he said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit."
现在我们大家要问：神的拣选是不是有一定的法则？神的拣选有没有拣选？我们怎么知道？
Now you may ask the question, so did God choose his servants according to certain rules? And how do we know whether we are chosen by God or not?
从圣经的记载里面，我个人看不出来神拣选有一定的法则。
And according to the Bible, I cannot really tell that God chose his servants according to certain rules.
但可以很明显的看出来被拣选的人一定会有清楚的呼召，如果没有呼召，神就没有拣选。
But one thing is very clear to me, that is, whoever that was being chosen by God has very clear calling. If that person does not have this clear calling, then for sure he has not been chosen.
我们来看一下，举一个例子啊，看看神怎么拣选亚伯拉罕。
Let's look at one example, how God chose Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是唯一的在旧约里面被神称为我的朋友亚伯拉罕。
So Abraham was the only person in Old Testament who was referred to my friend Abraham by God.
我们也称亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
And we also call Abraham father of faith.
但亚伯拉罕是不是完全人？
But is Abraham a perfect man?
姐妹们一定说不是啊。
And for those sisters, of course, they will answer no.
因为他为自己的缘故，不敢称他的妻子撒来是他的妻子，说是他的妹子。
So, because for twice he, in order to protect himself, he could not refer his wife, Sarah, as tell other people that she is his wife. He just said she is his sister.
所以让撒来现在很危险的地步，还好靠着神，撒来没事。
So, Sarah was put into a very dangerous situation, and fortunately, with God's protection, Sarah was okay.
还有啊，献以撒的事啊。这么大的事情，他没有跟撒来商量一下，也没有说一声。
And another thing is about offering Isaac. It was a very important decision. However, he did not even discuss this with Sarah.
圣经没有记载亚伯拉罕跟撒来有任何的讨论，就把亚伯拉罕就把以撒带到山上去了。
So in the Bible, before Abraham offered Isaac, he did not have any discussion or conversation with Sarah.
还有啊，他只拿了饼，还有一袋水给夏甲。
And there's another thing. He just gave Hagar one bag of water and some bread and just sent her away.
他就把夏甲还有他的孩子，也是亚伯拉罕的孩子以实玛利，他就把他打发走了，让他们在别示巴的旷野走迷了路啊。
And including when she sent away Hagar, their children Ishmael was also sent away, and they ended up getting lost in the Beersheba wilderness.
还好神怜悯了他们。
Fortunately, God showed grace, mercy, and mercy to them.
但亚伯拉罕跟神有很亲密的关系，我个人非常羡慕他对神的敏锐性。
However, Abraham and God has very close relationship, and personally, I really admire Abraham's sensitivity to God's will.
在创世纪十八章里面记载着，当神在橡树那里显现，亚伯拉罕他坐在帐篷口，看到这三个人，他就可以马上认出那是神来啊，然后就伏伏在地说。我主若在你眼前蒙恩，求你不要离开仆人往前去，容我拿点水来，你们洗洗脚，在树下歇息歇息，我们再拿一点饼来，你们可以加添心力，然后往前去，你们寄到仆人这里，理当如此。
In Genesis chapter 18, when God appeared near an oak tree,Abraham was sitting at the near the tent, entrance the tent at the time, and he saw three men standing nearby. And he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed to the ground. And he said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat so you can be refreshed.And then go on your way. Now that you have come to your servant.
那亚伯拉罕在所多玛一事中，他与神的交谈更是精彩啊。
And there was also very wonderful conversation between Abraham and God related to the matter of Sodom.
在十八章同章的十七节，耶和华说：“我所要的做的事，岂？”可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢?
And in chapter 18, verse 17, then the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do?"
在新约神要走的时候，他说他要称我们是朋友。
And in the New Testament, God, Jesus referred to us as his friends.
但是我们要到什么时候？神才会把我们，我们才会真正成为神的朋友。
But when can we really become God's friends?
他所要做的事，会让我们看见，不跟我们隐瞒。
And can will he hide from us what he's about to do?
神拣选仆人没有一定的法则，你们可以自己去看看旧约里面，神为什么？拣选亚伯拉罕没有拣选罗德，他为什么拣选以撒没有拣选以实玛利亚？他为什么拣选雅各没有拣选以扫？你们可以自己去看一看，然后你就知道神拣选他的有一点点那个线索，我们可以看得见。
Again, I don't think God chose people according to certain principles. So why did he choose certain people but not the others? I don't think there is a very clear rule there.
其实我们常常说，以扫为了一碗红豆汤，就卖了他长子的钱那个身份，所以神就不拣选他。其实你们再想想看啊。以扫是什么的？怎么样一个人？他是一个自命潇洒、自命风流、很有个性、自以为是、 一个骄傲的人，所以神没办法拣选他。
It seems that Esau was not chosen just because he sold his status as the eldest son just for the sake of getting that one bowl of red bean soup. But in reality, the reason why Esau was not chosen was more related to his character and personality.
神拣选仆人的时候，他没有一定法则。神扶持他的仆人的时候，也没有一定的法则。
So there's no certain rule that God goes by when choosing his people. And also, there's no certain rule for God to uphold his servant.
圣经上记载亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各三个人在迦南地都遇到饥荒。
And in the Bible, we can see that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob all faced famine.
那神带亚伯拉罕下埃及，又把亚伯拉罕从埃及带回迦南地。
So God brought Abraham to Egypt, and then brought him back to Canaan from Egypt.
以撒要下埃及去，神却阻止他说：“你不要下埃及。”
And Isaac wanted to go to Egypt, but God wanted to stop him from doing that.
雅各同样遇到饥荒。神就让他下埃及，并死在埃及地。
And Jacob also faced famine, and God just let him die in the land of Egypt.
但神对他这三个仆人有个共同点，就是他扶持他的仆人，他喜悦他的仆人，他把灵赐给他的仆人，使他们能将公理传给外邦。
But God did the same thing to all the three servants. That's God first uphold his servant, and then God delighted in his servant, and God also gave his spirit to his servant. And lastly, God led his servant to preach the truth to the nations.
现在我们必须要来看一个比较困难的问题，就是神的灵，神怎么样把他的灵赐给他的仆人。
Next, we're going to talk about a more difficult subject. That is how God gave his spirit to his servants.
我们都知道神是三位一体的神，但我们怎么样来诠释这三位一体的内容呢？
And we all know that God is Trinity God, but how to interpret Trinity?
在整本圣经里面只有两处很明显的记载三位一体的经文。
And in the whole Bible, there are just two places where Trinity was clearly talked about.
第一处是大家都非常熟悉的大使命，就是马太福音28:19说，所以你们要去，使万民做你们的，做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名为他们施洗。
And the first place is in Matthew 28:19. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
第二处也是大家在崇拜结束在祝祷的时候常常听到的。
And then the second places is about is what you often hear at the end of the gathering.
就是哥林多后书13:14说，愿主耶稣的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们同在，直到永远。
So that's the benediction verse. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit to be with you all.
但这三一神论内容的争辩，从特土良这神学家提出，到100多年后的尼西亚会议的尼西亚圣经，然后它又造成东西教会，就是罗马公教跟希腊正教那个分裂的一个很重要的原因。一直到今天，可能在我们有生之年，这种对内容的争辩一直都没有办法达到一个一致圆满的结论。
So regarding this Trinity theory, there are a lot of argument from history to current day. So from when the theologist Tertullian proposed this Trinity theory to the Nicene Creed about 100 years later, and to the split of the church, and even to today, probably just within the life that we have, there's no way for us to really come to a consensus about how to interpret this Trinity.
所以在系统神学，他们这样说，三位一体是神的奥秘，非凡人的智慧所能测，在人的经验和理解上，不能有一个完全恰当的比拟，更不能积极杂花其奥秘。
So the systematic theology, theology proposes this kind of interpretation. So Trinity is God's mystery, and an ordinary man's wisdom cannot really understand this mystery. And man's experience and understanding cannot really come up with the proper analogy to interpret this, and man cannot really have the ability to fully explore what it means.
但从圣经的观点，我们都知道，父、子、圣灵在本体上是本性上是合一的，是一位神，他的内在性是没有问题的。
However, according to the Bible, we know that Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are in unity in nature, and this is one God. And so this so-called internality has no issue.
但是在安排上，父在圣经里面写明的是，他是造天、造地、造宇宙万有的神。那子呢，它是一个启示跟彰显，它把神的道向我们彰显，把神的救恩、救赎恩典向我们启示。那圣灵呢，它是我们的保惠师，它与我们同在，住在我们的心里，把神的道教导我们，使我们能够跟神的爱连结。
So the three attributes of this Trinity actually have different roles. So God the Father is the creator. He created the heaven and earth and this universe. The Son was providing revelation, and He reveals God's words to us, and He also reveals God's salvation grace to us. And the Holy Spirit is our counselor. He was with us, and He lived in us, and He used God's words to teach us so that we can be in unity with God in God's love.
所以神赐给他的子民跟外邦人唯一不同的是神的救恩，神的灵在我们心里的同在。
So the difference between what God gives to us Christians and what God gives to the Gentiles is that we have God's Spirit and we have God's salvation grace.
所以马太福音五章四十五节说，他叫日头照好人也照歹人，降雨给义人也给不义的人。
And in Matthew chapter 5:45, He causes His sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
所以神给外邦人世上的福，如像金钱啊、财富啊、儿女啊，看起来好像美好的家庭啊、环境啊，给的绝对不会比给基督徒的少。
So God gives the Gentiles on all kinds of blessings like money, wealth, children, and a very good family environment. And this is no less than what is given to the Christians.
神给基督徒的灾难与试炼也不会比外邦人少。
And also God gives Christians disasters and trials, and this is no less than what is given to the Gentiles.
所以神也在哥林多前书十五章十九节，他很明显的说， 我们若靠基督，只有在今生有指望啊，就算比众人更可怜了。
So in 1 Corinthians 15:19, if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied.
所以神把世人的福赐给基督徒，也赐给外邦人，但只有救赎的恩典，他只赐给基督徒。神的灵也只住在基督徒的心里。
So God gives the blessings to believers and the non-believers. However, only the Christians, the believers, can receive God's salvation grace, and God's Spirit only lives in the believer, the heart of the believers.
所以我们教会常常行的有两项圣礼，就是我们的圣餐，还有我们的洗礼。这两个圣礼都跟救赎有关啊。
That's why our church always observe two types of holy rituals. One is called Eucharist, and the other one is baptism. And both the ceremonies are related to salvation.
其他的圣礼，像那个坚信礼啊、按立啊、忏悔啊，然后为病人祷告、护油，还有婚礼等等这些圣礼，我们教会就没有经常的在施行。
And there are some other holy ceremonies like chrismation, ordination, confession, anointing of the sick, and matrimony. All this kind of thing, ceremonies regarding these, our church are not observing them on a regular basis.
所以我们在整本圣经里面，我们可以看到圣灵跟神仆人的关系。
So in the whole Bible, we can see the relationship between the Holy Spirit and God's servants.
然后圣灵在他们身上的功能，它贯穿了整本圣经，从旧约到新约，到处都有记载。
And in the whole Bible, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, we can see many, many places about how the Holy Spirit is working through the hearts of of those servants.
在旧约民数记27:18，那然后当摩西向神求一位可以做牧养群人的仆人时，耶和华对摩西说：“认的儿子约书亚是心中有圣灵的，你将他领来，按手在他头上。”
In Numbers 27:18, so the Lord said to Moses.Take Joshua, son of Nun, a man in whom is the spirit of leadership, and lay your hands on him.
然后我们看看四世纪第14:6说，耶和华的灵大大感动参孙，他虽所无器具，就像狮子撕裂，如同撕裂羊羔一样。
And in Judges 14:6.The Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon Samson, so that he tore the line apart with his bare hands, as he might have torn a young goat.
在新约里面，圣灵也是到处可见。
And in the New Testament, the work of the Spirit is everywhere.
约翰福音20:21-23，耶稣对他们说：“愿你们平安，父怎么差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说：“你们受圣灵，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免；你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下。”
In John chapter 20:21-23, again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
使徒行传2:1-4，他说五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天有声响下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，昏落在他们个人的头上。他们都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才，说起各国别国的话来。
In Acts chapter 2:1-4, When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
所以五旬节圣灵降临的这一天起，耶稣基督的门徒就开始传讲福音，教会开始被建立。
So on the day of that Pentecost, the disciples started to preach the gospel, and the church was being established.
所以五旬节这一天应该是基督教会的生日。
So the day of the Pentecost should be the birthday of Christian churches.
好，现在我们来看看圣灵在旧约和在新约上，他们在本质上我们知道是一样的，但是他在功能上面有什么不同，有什么不同的启示。
So let's look at the difference of revelation provided by the Spirit between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
罗马书八章十六节说，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
In Romans 8:16, the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
以弗所书一章十三到十四节，他说：“你们既听到真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。”只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Ephesians 1:13-14, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of His glory.
所以从以上的经节里面，我们可以很清楚的看到，神在新约里面，他把圣灵赐在我们的心里，我们可以称为神的儿女，这个印记，然后我们以后要得神的基业的这个凭据，就是神的圣灵。
So here we can see that when God puts that spirit in us, and we clearly know that we are God's children, and it is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance.
有圣灵常住在我们里面，我们就有盼望，我们就有信心，就好像加拉太书五章五节说的，我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心等候所盼望的义。
So when the Holy Spirit lives in us, then we have faith and we have hope.
好，我们现在来看那第二节，说他不渲染，不扬声，也不使街上听到他的声音。
Now we'll go to the second verse. Let's go there, go back to the second verse. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets.
这经节让我想起耶稣基督对法利赛人的批判。
And this verse makes me think about the criticism provided by Jesus to the Pharisees.
马太福音二十三章五到七节说，他们一切所做的事都是要叫人看见。所以将佩戴的经文做宽了，衣裳的坠子做长了，喜好宴席的手座，会堂里的高位，又喜爱人在街上问他们安，称他们拉比。
Everything they do is done for people to see. They make their phylacteries wide and the tassels on their garments long. They love the place of honor at banquets.And the most important seats in the synagogues. They love to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to be called rabbi by others.
那耶稣基督在登山宝训教导他们祷告的时候也说，你们祷告的时候不可像那假冒为善的人，爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。
And also Jesus gave us this teaching, when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others.
他说，你们进食的时候不可像那假冒为善的人，脸上带着愁容，因为他们把脸弄得难看，故意叫人看出他们是进食。
And he also said, when you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting.
所以我们从以上的经文，我们可以很清楚的可以看到，耶稣基督所斥责假冒为善人的行为是他们故意让人看见，他们求的是人的荣耀。
So from those verses we can see very clearly that for those hypocrites they are trying to do things in order that other people can see them, and also they want to pursue other people's praise.
那我们知道神的仆人是做神的工，他求的是属天的荣耀。
But we know that God, for God's servant, he is doing God's work, and what he wants to have is that heavenly glory.
我现在跟大家分享一件我在台湾时候所发生的事情。
Now I want to share with you one thing that I see when I was in Taiwan.
台湾政府有一个很荒谬的法案，叫做多元成家法案。
The Taiwan government has a very ridiculous act that has been passed. That's called marriage diversity.
这个法案跟同性恋有关，但比同性恋更荒谬。
This act was somewhat related to the same-sex marriage, but this is even more ridiculous than that.
他主张啊，一个家庭可以多元化。
So this act allows the marriage or the form of a family to be very diverse.
那当然可以一夫一妻，但是他也可以两个丈夫，就是两个男的，他可以有两个妻子，也是两个女的，他甚至可以你有一个先生好几个太太，或好几个先生好几个太太，所以叫做多元化家庭。
So basically saying that this marriage can be between a husband and a wife, of course, and then can be between two men, and can be between two women, and can even between multiple women and multiple men.
所以台湾的基督徒一听到这个法案就大大的反对。
So in Taiwan, the Christian has great objections to this act.
他们动员了北部、中部、南部可以动员的所有的基督徒，他们雇了好几辆游览车啊、大巴士，把台湾的基督徒全部送到台北总统府前面的凯旋大道示威游行。
So these Christians mobilized all the Christians that they can mobilize from the center part of Taiwan, from the north and from the south, and then and they also provided the transportation using a lot of buses to transport these Christians all the way to the capital city of Taiwan and let them protest before or in front of the government building.
然后那个总统府凯旋大道就是一边是基督徒，另外一边呢，就是支持同性恋的一小堆人，然后中间就站着警察。
So before in front of that government building, on one side are those Christians who are protesting, and on the other side is a small group of supporters for that same-sex marriage or other marriage diversity act. And then between them are the policemen.
然后两边的人就拿着那个麦克风，然后彼此叫嚣，就好像流氓在打群架一样。
And the people on the two sides are using their loudspeakers to just cry out and shout and give curses to each other. And just like two group of gangs who are involved in the collective fight.
是的，我们有我们的信仰，我们有我们的坚持，我们更有我们的言论自由。
Yeah, for sure, we have our faith, and we have the principles that we want to uphold, and we also have our freedom of speech.
但是这种野蛮的行为，这种谩骂的言语，可以传福音吗？可以把同性恋人从最终拯救出来吗？
However, can we preach gospel using this kind of rude behavior, using this kind of curses?Can we really help to save those homosexuals from their sins using this method?
我们反对同性恋，我们也知道同性恋是一种神所不喜悦的罪。
And we are against the practice of homosexuals, and we know that the same-sex marriage is a sin which is not pleasing to the Lord.
但是我们要做的事情是把神的道传给罪人。
But what we are supposed to do is to preach God's words and preach the gospel to those sinners.
把这些罪人们从罪的痛苦中救出来。
So that they can be saved out of their sins.
而不是去指责他们，去说你们错了，你们该死。把神那个得救的门关起来。
But we should not make this kind of accusations, close the door of that salvation.
啊，我们今天我们时间有限，我们想说我们就停在这里。
Due to the time limit, we're going to stop here.
呀，我们以后如果蒙神的允许，我们再继续来分享仆人之歌。
If God permits, in the future, we're going to continue to share with you these verses, the songs of the servants.
我们低头，我们有点祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
神，我们感谢你。
God, we thank you.
我们感谢你，你不但把你的道放在我们当中。
Thank you for not only put your words in our heart.
你不但把你的仆人放在我们当中。
Not only just put your servants among us.
你还教导你的仆人来带宣扬主你的道。
You also teach your servants and you also provide them guidance so that they can preach your words.
神，你更把你的灵放在我们的心中，跟我们同在，每天把我们跟你的爱紧紧地连接在一起。
God, you also put your Holy Spirit in our heart, so that Holy Spirit can be with you, can be with us all the time, and we can be connected with you in your love through the Holy Spirit.
正像保罗说的，万物都本于他，归于他，依靠他。
And this is like what Paul tells us, everything is from you and through you and to you.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and we praise you.
感谢祈求奉主耶稣之名而求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.